TikTok to stomach. Buto Vista will be here shortly. And Patrick Widow may I say this because I myself obviously kept on that. So I mean that cut up of those who are supporting education. So that Vanessa will be available to take you to the need. That you don't leave Emma to leave my to be multi-tasked. When you return, you just talk to them and we'll take you there. But colleagues from the Free State, welcome. We have convened. Following the audit outcomes which were presented to us by the Auditor General on the arising out of that, there were 48 municipalities that the Auditor General cited as needing intervention. On closer inspection, it became clear that they were what we can only call serial offenders, repeat offenders. Municipalities that had received disclaimers for 3 to 5 years or more. The committee was quite taken aback by that prevailing reality because it meant that financial management in the municipal space was not gaining the traction which was required. There were regressions which, quite frankly, should not have happened. So in our view, it's unacceptable that a municipality, a government entity, a government department can be receiving a disclaimer unabated year on year. We take a very dim view of that, and it is what then triggered the process which has kept us here yesterday and today. I must at the outset apologize to you colleagues yet again for the confusion about time. We were in the hands of the leadership of the institution, which advised that they would require us to be in the house for the question session this afternoon. Nonetheless, the members agreed, they acceded to my request that we meet now, and I appreciate that from your side and on their side. So what you, as you may have slightly observed on your arrival, and as we indicated, there are members whom have been allocated a municipality, and so I will give them 30 minutes or so to probe your matters. So we will start with who is starting? Right, we're starting with Mafue Municipality. Honorable Mahau is in charge of that portfolio. But before we start, I will request that the delegation from Mafube introduces itself. I think for this session, just for the record, we must tender the apology of the MSC, of the province who was here earlier on. And of course, because of the circumstances I have alluded to, has had to leave for a similar engagement really about local government and the municipality tomorrow. So we did have a discussion. So the MEC is aware and we had a discussion about this hearing and we'll take it from there. So colleagues, I don't think I need to elaborate further. We know the drill and I think I've succinctly captured it for delegation. AG, are you here? All right, thank you very much. AG, Free State is here, welcome. National Treasury, National COCTA, all right, Provincial COCTA, that's the first. We are very, very impressed about that. So at least now we can commence the trip both ways. Right. So colleagues, if there's no other housekeeping matter, let us start. So the delegation from Mafube, welcome. We'll request you to introduce yourselves. Just let us know who's here, and then we will hand over to Honorable Mahau, who will take us through your matters. Over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Jabulani Sikasa, the mayor from Mafube Local Municipality.
Your Worship, I'm going to humbly request you to use your rally voice.
Thank you, Chairperson.
To assist technology.
My name is Jabulani Sikasa, the mayor from Mafube Municipality. I am accompanied here by the three members of the council. Mr. Jonas Kosi is the chairperson of the finance committee.
If you can indicate who is, right?
Mr. Jonas Kosi, the chairperson of the finance committee. Then that one.
Or maybe let's do it the same. So can they introduce themselves?
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, thank you very much.
So welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Mojalefa Matlule. I'm the Municipal Manager of Mafube. As of the 2nd January 2018, but prior to that March 2017, I was part of one of the administrators of the municipality. So.
Right.
Good evening, Chairperson. My name is Makwai Amos Makwai. I'm a CFO of Mafube Local Municipality. I was appointed on the 1st of March 2018. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Chair, and the committee members, Honorable. My name is Kusimutung. I'm the member of the Executive Committee of Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My name is Rampo Mukweni, the chairperson of MPEC and the council in Mafube Municipality.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. My name is Councillor Jonas Kotsi. I'm the chairperson of Finance Committee, Mafube Local Municipality.
Okay. As I hand over to Honorable Mahawa, I think I must put on record for this session, like I've done with all the other municipalities and provinces, that we had one municipality say we are saying they are in ICU. We don't agree with that analogy. Because we asked the question of who killed the patient, what killed the patient. We asked this question looking backwards, going forward, so that we deal with root cause, we deal with consequence management. So in our view, none of the municipalities on that list of 14 is in ICU. You are all in the mortuary. Our intervention is to resurrect you, put you in ICU, from ICU to the general ward, and then you are discharged. So when we ask the question, we are solution-oriented so that we can be able to resurrect the patient. So I think that analogy sums up completely and succinctly for us the outlook which currently prevails. So, Honorable Mahau, over to you. Accounting officer, you are in the hot seat. Mr. Mayor, at the end of it, I will give you an opportunity to make comments and observations. Where you feel that there's an intervention you need to make, you can feel free to indicate and you can do that. But in the main, the person you want to talk to is the municipal manager, but we appreciate the full presence of the political leadership. The woman component of the committee has been hinting that we have a Drakensberg Boys Choir, something which we must, maybe you, we will, off the bat later on, we will discuss that particular reality. All right, Honorable Makau, with that icebreaker,
thank you, go. Thank you very much, Chairperson, colleagues, and our visitors from Mafube local municipality. Good evening. Mayor, as you all know, you are leading a very critical sphere of government where the tire touches the tar. You are the core faith of the people. As we all know that you are leading at a time when the country is embedded with poverty, high level of poverty, unemployment and inequalities, which means the people on the ground are waiting for service delivery. But unfortunately, with the municipality you are leading, as per the AG's report, there is a continued lack of accountability, a failure of the leadership. Sometimes the main causes of the failure that is happening in the municipality. Your municipality that you are leading is embedded with three critical matters: non-compliance, lack of consequence managers, irregular expenditure, fruitless expenditure, etc. Can I get indication as per your role as the political head, as per the functions that are entailed in the Municipal Finance Management Act, can you give us the picture as this committee, what is going on in that municipality? Why there is this problem, especially the service delivery, which has come to a standstill? Over to you, Mayor.
Mayor, you can give us a political overview in, along the lines in which it has, that may put into context for us the space we are in.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. As I've indicated, I'm the Mayor from Mafube. We are currently under the administration, Section 1391B. We were put under administration in April 2017 by our provincial government.
Is the administrator here?
Unfortunately, the administrator is not here.
That does pose a problem, because we've been advised of that earlier, because we have set into motion a precedent of not engaging with municipalities if the administrator is not here. Why is the administrator not here? Maybe if we can get that, because now you see there's a cross-pollination of accounting officer roles in the MM and the administrator.
What I can mention, Honorable Chair, is that we had a meeting on Monday called by our MEC. The administrator was there. He's aware of this meeting. I don't know if our provincial governor is there aware of the apology of the administrator.
So you apologized? So he's not sick. It's not like the other cases where they are sick. He's, okay? He's not your... I will come to you. We will get that. He's not your... your intervention, Cocta, where's the administrator?
Thank you, Chair. We have got no clue. We didn't get an apology from the administrator.
You've got an administrator who's administrating, but is unknown. Well, I'm going to request that we suspend for 5 minutes, and that provincial Cocta locates that person. See, with the others, we know they were sick. It was very clear. We were advised, the mayor of Mamusa came to me and that administrator is not well. And which one was the other one? Pokwane, the administrator is on hospitalization. So, Provincial Coctor, I will give you 5 minutes to locate your administrator, because you have sent that administrator to the municipality, and he or she had better have a very good explanation as to why they're not here, or they should be en route to this meeting, and they say they are 5 minutes away. Because I kid you not, Provincial Coctor, you must advise them that if we postpone this meeting now, he or she will be liable and responsible for all the traveling and costs of this meeting. We will not accept that, because when you say you don't know where they are and they are aware, I certainly. Otherwise, we make a mockery of the parliamentary process. So I speak in those terms so that they can be relayed to the administrator. So, colleagues, we'll take 5 minutes, and then Mr. Mayor, when we come back, we will take a decision on how we proceed. But the MM is here, so we will take a decision. So can we locate the administrator first, and then we will write Honorable Hadebe with an H?
Madam Chair, I concur with your summary. But in the meantime, can we... I just need clarity on certain aspects while they're still locating. I've taken notes of the date, Chair, that the administrator was appointed in April 2017.
That's what the mayor indicated.
Ne? And then a year... So I assume that...
Okay, but don't engage the hearing now.
No, I'm not engaging on the hearing.
I want those things on the record. I see where you're going. You will be the first one off the bed. Let's just wait, because we see when the delegation walked in, it looked full compliment, so I had no worry. All right, let's wait. We will await Provincial Coctor. So colleagues will take a 5 minute break. Is he present? Oh, locate him, please.
Can I give a background, perhaps, Chair? Chair, the Masilungana was placed under administration in May 2017.
No, I'm talking
Masilungana.
Wait.
Yes. Now, in December 2018, we experienced it from November to December 2018. There were some labor unrest.
Okay, let's get to your section formally.
Yes.
Then we'll take that explanation
off
the bat.
Okay, so thank you very much.
It doesn't cloud. We'll note it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Dann on sit. Achbare Sonja, se please sit. Se pele Sonja gespoon. Se pelele ga sekesin. Alright, provincial copter.
Thank you, Chair. I found him.
Okay.
And then he says that, I mean, he couldn't answer, I mean, our calls in the morning because he was, I mean, sick, and he was at the doctor, and then I have sent, I mean, the name, I mean, the email of the parliamentary official so that he can send, I mean, a sick note. Thank you, Chair.
you see, let me... up front, that is not acceptable to us. No, because it's what I can only call a malicious compliance. because had you not called, had you not been here, because I was, you are the first provincial coctor to be present, and we are not going to ask the municipality to locate him. He's sent there by you. It's your intervention. But let us. Honorable Mayor, I'll come to you, don't worry. Because I think there are certain matters we must clear here, because this is strange for us. When did you go, and when, okay, let me start here. When was the municipality placed under administration? Can I get these answers from there? Where you want to add, I'll give you the opportunity to do so, because we must also get from you your levels of cooperation as well, because it may be that in Mhlampenani you are, all right? When was the administrator sent in?
It was placed under administration in April 2017.
How many administrators have been there? Is it the same individual now?
It was the same individual, Chair.
From April 2017 to date?
That's correct, Chair.
Are you satisfied with his performance in the period that he's been deployed there for a good now 16 months or so, if my maths is correct?
Approximately, Chair. It's correct.
2017, yes. It's over 2 years. So it's been the same individual for over 2 years?
That is correct, Chair.
Presiding over disclaimers?
That is correct, Chair.
You still keep him there?
Yeah. Chair, let me just explain that from COFTA, the administrators are being hired, I mean, and also decision made by the executive committee. Thank you, Chair.
No. I said there's provincial coctor here. and you said yes. So you can't admit stream now. We will get the answers from you.
Yes, Chair, according to the reports that we've been getting and our interaction with, I mean, the work of the administrator and through our, I mean, interaction in terms of Section 154, they were showing fairly that the administrator is moving in the right direction, given, I mean, issues. Specific issues relating to the situation of the municipality.
Okay. You know, I flagged. Members, I'm coming to you, don't worry. I'm coming to you. No. So for 2 years as the administrator, contingent liabilities overstated, sufficient audit evidence could not be obtained, payables were understated, the municipality did not include the regular expenditure. I can read a long list here. And there's an administrator. Maybe if I ask the question, Mayor, is this administrator coming? Is he coming to work? Mayor, is he pitching for work? Are you seeing him there? Are you interacting with him? Is he present?
Thank you, Chairman, Honorable Chair, and Honorable Members. Honorable Chair, I must mention that we did raise this issue many times with our provincial coctor to say we are not happy with the current administrator. We even requested that if coctor failed to keep us on the administration until 2021, but can we change this home body because we are not getting any assistance from the current administrator.
Yes.
We don't have a problem at all being in Section 139, but can you give us a personal assist us to get out of these troubles that we are having? Thank you very much.
I would have done the same if I had an administrator and I landed in the disclaimer, right? Let's go to Yebana. All right, colleagues. I'm going to start with Honorable Hadebe with an H. Then I'm going to come to my front bench and move southbound and then come that way.
let's try and be pointed, colleagues, because it's not any crisis that side. But before we get there, MM, when did you, were you, was it your first arrival at the municipality when you became the MM? What previous interaction did you have, if any?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Like I mentioned in my introduction, that we are appointed as two administrators. March 2017, EXCO made a decision in January 2017, and later assumed the responsibility of the accounting officer, 2nd January 2018.
So you were an administrator first?
That's correct, Chairperson.
Under the same intervention of 139?
1391B, that's correct, Chairperson.
Then how is it said that we're speaking about the same individual from the start? Two at the same time?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, okay. The situation must have been really bad.
But he was more taking the lead, and then I was technically supporting him.
Okay. All right. We'll come to that. All right, Honorable Hadebe, and then we'll come to the front bench and move that way. Honorable Mahal, don't worry. If we proceed, you will... So members, we're not touching on the substantive matters of the hearing. We're dealing with this particular issue now. Okay, Honorable Hadebe.
No, I am further confused now. I'm trying to refine my question. So on the 21st of April, 2017, two administrators are appointed. Now they assume roles and responsibility of an accounting officer and that of chief financial officer, because they're administrators.
All right, let's get a response to that. The first time I've heard of two administrators, but...
So when they assume those responsibilities, before I can continue my question, were there an accounting officer at that time? Was there a CFO at the time? Okay. And when they assumed those responsibilities, what happened to the incumbent?
Okay. Explain to us, let's just get that response. Then Honorable Liz, you will be next once Honorable Hadebe rounds up, once you round up. Right, Cocta?
You know, thank you, Chair. First of all, let me clarify that the administrator at political level was one. It was, the Mr. Notes, who is not present at the moment. Okay. Mr. Matuli was appointed to assist at the technical level. It means in the administration. He was not necessarily an administrator, but an assistant, giving technical assistant to the administrator. And Chair, at that time, there was, the contract of the MM had expired, and the municipality didn't have, a CFO for quite some time. And when the municipality advertised for the position of municipal manager, the assistant administrator applied for the position and was appointed by the municipality. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so you never filled your vacancy of an assistant administrator?
That is correct, Chair.
Okay. Right, Honorable Hadebe.
But Chair, I did not get a response. So at the time when they were appointed, there was no accounting officer. And then a year later, an accounting officer who was an administrator was then appointed.
Was due process followed in that appointment?
And that did not constitute conflict of interest.
The municipality must respond
to that one. I need to know the selection panel. I'm asking this because the regulation that governs the appointment of cinema is very clear in terms of disclosure of conflict of interest and the requisal thereof of the that a panel that constitutes the selection panel. So I'm saying at that level, or the entire process from where I'm seated, there's a perceived conflict of interest.
Okay, let's get to that question and then move on, because there's still something which we must be clarified on. You are an assistant administrator for a year or so, roundabout, or some eight?
Around 9 months.
9 months. So you were present in that prior year disclaimer as an assistant administrator?
For a period, for the 2016-17, it was for a period of those few months. March up till June, 3 months.
And then you were present post that, and there was another disclaimer. Post that 3 months, then you were
that's
also...
That's 2017-18.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's get the question on conflict of interest. Mayor? Unless there's no reaction to it, and then we'll just take it as it is, and we'll want to get the process which was followed and the documentation relevant thereof on the appointment of the ML. Right? We'll come back to Honorable Hatebe. Let's just...
Let me just summarize, because the question that I wanted to ask initially was that after having sent administrators and then a year later you appointed CFO and the municipal manager, what then becomes the role and the responsibility of the CFO and the municipal manager when you still had an administrator? Because that was my initial question, but when you indicated that the second person was also an administrator, then appointed, hence the issue of conflict of interest. You still have an administrator now.
Okay.
And one of those administrators is occupying a position of a municipal accounting officer, and there's also a CFO. What are they doing when there's an administrator?
Mr. Balfour? Right, let's
explain why the administrator is not here.
Okay, let's clear the woods there. If there's a reaction to that, if there isn't.
Thank you, Chair. Through to, with your permission. Chair, in terms of, the terms of reference of the administrator, there had, political roles to play, not the administrative roles, you know. And then part of the terms of reference was to oversee, the functioning of the administration through the assistance of, the assistant administrator. But when the assistant administrator, when the municipality decided to appoint the assistant administrator, then the administrator, the primary administrator, was left with the political functions. Meaning that the administrator is overseeing the work and of the administration as part of council in terms of section 101B.
139.1B.
I'm sorry, Chair.
Okay, wait. Political responsibilities. What becomes of the mayor? I was being euphemistic. I don't understand. I'm noting you. All right, let's throw in all these responses into the basket. Then it will clarify us. Honorable Liz, we will...
Can I explain, Chair?
OK. Okay, well, I gave you a chance to. Okay, fine.
Yes, what I mean is that the administrator assumed the functions of council except those council, those functions of council that cannot be delegated. That's what I mean about political functions. Thank you.
No. That terminology and phrasing. Honorable Liz. Okay, Donor, we'll come to you, colleague.
Mr. Chairman, I mean, it's an important discussion,
yeah.
and I don't want to take away from it, but I do want to just home in on the mayor's reply to your question. When he says he weren't getting the cooperation, was the administrator, or is, was and is the administrator ever present? Does he attend meetings? Is it that he's just simply nowhere to be seen most of the time? Does he arrive at 8 o'clock in the morning and work until 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Or is he sometimes there, sometimes not there? Attend meetings, sometimes, never? What is the administrator, in your opinion? I mean, not an opinion, what do you see? What's happening?
Okay. Let's get... colleagues, I plead with you to be patient. So unless it's absolutely urgent.
Chairman, because I think that my question leads into the fact that he's not here.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe let's first get reaction to this question and then we'll take your point of order. Let me characterize it like that.
No, fine, Chair, if you feel that way. Though, my colleague, Honorable Lias, is getting to the last part of his comment. Guess what I want to say.
Okay.
That irrespective, one, we don't have this administrator here. Not having this administrator, this hearing is not going to sit. You know, and if it's not going to sit, why do we waste our time now by asking all these questions when the entire contingent is not here? We would rather allow them to leave and give them time to bring that administrator.
Why do you complicate my life?
Do you look at it that way? So there's no other way that we could do now.
Okay. Wait.
Yeah.
I'm allowing this process, because I think we need to understand the context and content and concept of this administrator. Because you see, if the mayor categorically says he has raised issue about the administrator, then that opens the door for us to understand, and as we have seen. So that's why. So let's get a response to Honorable Liz's question. He's captured it very correctly. Honorable Sommer, you are correct at the level in which we have agreed, but there's a spanner in the works about this administrator in comparison to the others we've dealt with. So, right, Honorable Mayor, a response to Honorable Liz.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. As I earlier indicated that during the first month when the administrator was appointed, there was a cooperation between us and him. But when time goes on, then the administrator started to disappear. No reports to the council, no attendance of council meetings, nothing up until now.
See, that's why this question becomes important. Because it provincial coctor. Maybe let me, before I go on, Honorable, have you formally raised this issue with provincial government, MEC? Have you formally raised it? The one who appointed, has it been formally raised? Have you raised it?
Honorable Chair, yes. We have even took a resolution as a council to say, let us take this matter to the MEC to say we are not happy about the current administrator. As I indicated earlier, that we don't mind. We said we don't mind if COGTA will keep us to Section 139 up until 2021. But please give us the other womb body that will assist us to get out of this problem that we are having, because the current one that we are having is not assisting. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm going this way. All right. Honorable Vessels. Yeah, I've noted. I'm going to come around this way. I'm deliberately look, because you will take everything in. You've got your work cut out. All right, Honorable Vessels.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, yes, it's really a problem. And I think the huge issue here is the fact that from the beginning of the 139 administration, there was complete confusion with regards to the roles of the two administrators. I hear what Provincial Kota is saying here, but they must be very careful, because in front of PROPAC at the time of administration during 2017, the same questions were raised by the Provincial Public Accounts Committee. And the answer that was given was not that the one is an assistant administrator. Even in council, the fact of the matter was that one had signatory, was a signatory on the bank account and the other was not, and there was a total confusion on the powers and functions of the two administrators. So from the beginning, there was a problem with this administration, and that's why it's not succeeding. And Chairperson, you referred and used the analogy of the patient that we must resurrect. That speaks to my previous life as well. And you know, with a dead patient, you can still have a latent virus. And the problem is, you can resurrect that patient, but he will still have that virus, and he will die again if that virus is latent. We must get rid of the virus completely before we resurrect it. And the problem, and my this is mostly a comment, Chairperson, but it's very important that we put this on record, and that we get provincial, and I'm not a member of the committee, so I'm just making a suggestion, that the provincial MEC for COGTA must come to this committee and must explain the process. And maybe the accounting officer of COGTA must come here, Mr. Duma must come here and explain the process of administration from the beginning up until where it is now. Because the audit outcome shows that there's a lack of accountability, there's a lack of level of assurances, and maybe Mr. Matoli can respond to what I said now with regards to the confusion of the roles, because he was one of them. And this can also assist the committee to understand what is happening here, because now we see it, and I'm actually glad that the administrator is not here today, so that we can see that is why the municipality is completely dysfunctional. Chairperson, what we see on paper in audit outcomes are one thing, but if you go to that municipality on the ground, there's literally no service delivery. Literally. There's literally nothing. So what is happening here with an absent administrator is showing, and the people are suffering. So this must be addressed urgently, and maybe they can respond with regards to the functions. Thank you.
All right. Honorable Whip, I'm coming to conclusion now. In my mind, I've laid out a roadmap, which I will present to you, colleagues, as a way forward.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I think, as Ndate is speaking here, he's also confusing us more. I don't know if he's confused or he's trying to confuse us. So I would also recommend that we get the very same executive who is taking a decision on the administrator to come with the administrator, so that we can get a clear picture of what is happening. Because reality is, Ndate doesn't understand the process. Even when he's trying to explain, you can hear that he's giving us common sense, what he thinks it is. He's not even sure what is happening. He told us about one administrator when the MM is speaking, indicated that he was also the administrator. So it's okay. Just a bit of confusion.
Okay, right, Honorable Mende. I'm coming this way, and I'm. But I've got Honorable Mende. I've got a road map now. So if I start hearing you going along its lines, I will. Honorable Mende, I say Valam.
Chair.
So.
Bottom line is that Mabambe, Bioland Administrator. Because even if you want to establish a relationship between the current executive of gentlemen sitting here with the administrator, we already know there's no relationship. So there's no one steering the ship in the municipality. And then the political power or leader who is there as an administrator is not aware that he is an administrator to deal with paperwork. He thinks he is a mayor to supervise them, all of them, to do the work for him, and then he will come back. That is why they don't understand why he's there. He doesn't know why he is there himself. And then the Kohta thinks they have an administrator, but they have given powers that are not necessarily his powers. There is no such a thing called a political administrator. It's not in the constitution, it's not in the MFMA, it's not in regulations. So they must go back, bring all of those people back, because the reason why they are on adverse forever, they don't know what they are doing, because they are under the impression 139 has kicked in. The 139 Superman, he thinks he is an executive mayor, is looking after other people. They must go, they must bring the man here or the woman here, and all of them must tell us what must happen. And the other thing I want to understand, Chair, before the Kohta leaves, like what Honorable Member was saying, why do we get an employment of the MM under the administrator? Because I imagine that the administrator is there to correct once he gives indication that everything is well. Then the structure is formulated, everyone is employed. How do you employ a person and still keep the administrator?
I'm
not sure what's happening.
He needed an MM.
Yeah, you employ an MM because the administrator is automatically an MM.
All right.
Now you employ an MM, but you still keep the administrator.
Colleague?
I don't get it.
I think the view has been canvassed enough. May I make a proposal? Okay. No? What's the point of before?
With all what has been said here, I agree that not only the administrator but the executive, the representative of the Free State executive, because it's them that took the decision. And them, with that, they will bring us the terms of reference. Chair, this is 139.1C. This is 139.1C. We've been counselors ourselves.
Some counselors are supposed to be this one.
Don't poor abantu msebenzi ukuthi sibahole.
No, she's saying what is happening here.
Two administrators offloading of cocktail officials to a most problematic municipality. No improvement. I wish the National Cocktail can note this. This offloading of their officials when they intervene in this municipality, it is becoming to be a trend, and it's very problematic. The last one. Also, if you can get, how big is this municipality?
9 wards.
Huh? 9 wards?
Shooting on 18 councillors, 19? 17? Yeah. All right.
No, sir, I'm concluding. I agree
that
we should hear from the executive. He must bring us everything else.
All right, here's the roadmap I want to propose, colleagues.
Because even the intervention, how do you begin to have an intervention that is this long? It's too long.
It's going to 2021 on the eve of elections. All right, colleagues, I'm making a roadmap. I'm democratically dictating now. I'm suppressing you. Okay, colleagues, next week, Tuesday, we are due to do our in-house, as well as our ESCOM report and so on. I'm sure we can find time to finalize that. We can even make an afternoon session. Because I think if we leave this matter open-ended, we will lose sight of it. So my suggestion is that next week, Tuesday, this municipality comes back with provincial COCTA, the MEC, the HOD, the administrator, the mayor and your team, which is here, and the officials responsible for administration in provincial COCTA. And national COCTA, you see why we're having issue with 139. That's why we've been raising it. The inconsistent application and the funny application, put it that way, the very funny application of 139. So this is a classic case of, as a model on how to fix it so it doesn't become this. So that in the first part, colleagues, we dispense with these inconsistencies. Mr. Mayor, we would request you to bring us the correspondence that you have had in communication with province. We would like the minutes of council from the time administration began. And all of these documents which we are requesting to be submitted on Friday, no later than 12 o'clock, so that it can be processed and sent to members in preparation for Tuesday. So everything, the whole nine yards pertaining to this, the terms of reference, provincial COCTA, the terms of reference, the modus operandi you had employed in your thinking of two administrators, and the dilemma which has been cited here, that there was one signatory elsewhere. I will request, Mr. Ben, can we communicate with the provincial legislature, Scopa, please, the chairperson, and to receive the minutes, if they can, at the earliest convenience before Friday and or Monday, because of the discussions on this matter in the legislature. So the full complement of the documents related to this intervention in particular. We will still deal with the audit outcomes. That we'll still deal with, because it's necessary that we deal with that. I know I said costs of travel, but somehow this is bigger than just the administrator being here. We'll unearth it on that day and then make a determination. But it is important that somebody must be held responsible for this junket of today. It cannot be that it will happen in a vacuum. So whether it's province or whoever, we will see. And then, AG, if you may provide us with your understanding of this intervention and your interaction with these administrators in the process of auditing, what happened? Because obviously the person who was responsible in terms of the administrator, now we saw you, please prepare your own. So all these things, colleagues, will have a heavy weekend of reading, but I think it's okay because we are solving the problem. So colleagues, is that in order? If there's documents I've not cited or issues I've not cited, you can raise them now so that it can be raised. Right, Honorable Somi, Honorable Hadebe? Yeah.
Honorable Somyon and Honorable Adem.
Yeah, now in addition to...
Honorable Somyon and Honorable Adem. Honorable Somyon and Honorable Adem.
Oh, I thought it was in
Honorable Somyon. It's not a double barrel surname.
Oh, okay, no. Let me succumb, I'll mushroom later.
No, fine, Chair. I think in terms of your summary, there's one element which is of a policy nature, which I think that it might augur well if you have discussions with the chairperson of COPTA, so that I see all these others which are citing, but critically in terms of in-house niceties and neatness. That you hold that kind of engagement with the Honorable Chair. He was here in the morning,
yeah.
Is not here now. So this path is fully understood by them,
okay.
And they provide their own support because we're venturing into their own space. And whatever then happens between you, our secretariat, which have somewhat a co-owned
at that level.
I think
that's
the part
we
need to
do.
That's correct.
Noble Hadebe,
you can mushroom now.
Yeah, no. Thanks, Honorable Chair. I'd like, Chair, if it's acceptable, that we also be finished with the resolution of Council that gave a go-ahead to advertise the post. And also a resolution of council that appointed and all parties involved.
Okay. Can we get documentation around the appointment of the municipal manager as well, the process that was followed therein? The whip of COPTA is here, so she's also going to facilitate the chairperson of COPTA had to leave earlier to another personal commitment. All right. So I think we tie it down to that, and then so part one of our meeting on Tuesday, colleagues, will be on this matter because it clarifies for us the AG's findings. And Honorable Makau, you'll then proceed if the what we find allows with the second part. So for the purposes of time management and the bulk of the work that we have to do, can we pull a similar situation Tuesday 8:30? That we've got ample time from our side on this particular matter. So, Honorable Mayor, thank you very much. We will see you on Tuesday. And then I think all other matters will be clarified then. But something here needs to be unraveled first as we clear the woods. So, colleagues, are we good with that? All right. Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Mayor and your team, thank you very much. No, we still have Sulonyane there. All right, Mr. M.M., this is Mr. Ben Carley. Please interact with him for the purpose of processing documents. He's the committee secretary. All right, Mr. Sulonyane, please come to the front and let us hear about... Okay, Mr. Ben, I must expropriate you now from there. I think this is a marked improvement, woman representation. Malibongwe. She's the only rose amongst the thorns. All right. Honorable Hadebe with an H. No, don't come and over my comedy. We are over. All right. Colleagues, let us... All right. to the team, the delegation from Barcelona. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Welcome. The intro in the context has been done. I did not do it. You are in the capable hands of Honorable Somio, who is the member responsible for this municipality. So can we get introductions of who's here?
Yeah.
And then we already know that Administrator Gayako. So right. So that's already on the table. Right?
Thank you very much, Chair and Honorable members in the House. My name is Dimakato Elizabeth Medise. I'm the Speaker of Masilonyana Local Municipality, a collective municipality. The Mayor is not here, Honorable Chair, due to the funeral services. His wife has passed on, and is going to be buried on Saturday. However, with me, I have the Municipal Manager, as well as the acting CFO.
Before you continue, Madam Speaker, maybe let me say it on behalf of the committee, can convey our condolences to the mayor on the passing of his wife, and we wish him and his family strength during this difficult time. So if this can be conveyed for us. The MM has been MM for how long?
From 2018, January. January.
Acting CFO has been acting for how long?
From November 2018.
You've been acting from November.
Yes.
What is your position ordinarily? You acting from where? Can you, yes, they can. I'll come to you, Madam Speaker. Don't worry.
Thank you, Chair. Ordinarily, I'm the manager of expenditure.
Okay. How long have you been in that position?
I was appointed in 2015, January.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So all the disclaimers we are was.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So all these expenditure things, you are the right man. Good that you are here. All right. Madam Speaker, we've already established the administrator is not here.
Yes.
How long have you been under administration?
We have been invoked with 139C. On the 9th of May 2017.
1B?
B, yes.
Oh. Okay.
From 2017. Then in 2018, there were certain challenges among the council and the administrator, of which there was no good relationship, whereby the administrator didn't account to the council. He was acting as if the municipality is on Section 139C.
Can we please be in order, colleagues?
Whereby we were requesting the terms of reference of the administrator. We then get it later after I wrote the letter to the MEC, and COPTA came on board, as well as Salga National, to come and make an induction for the councillors. I must indicate that we are 19 councillors as a Masilonyana local municipality. Through those 19 councillors, only three were retained from 2011. The entire 16, they were new. Now, the involvement of Section 139, it was difficult for us to tell the administrator to say that we know that, remember, in 2010, Masilonyana, it was not for the first time for our municipality being invoked with 139B. Now, it will be difficult for administrator to say this to council, to the new councillors, without understanding the terms and reference of 139B. Now, it was difficult until we get the induction from Salga National as well as COPTA. Then after that, the council were not sitting well, until the arrival of the appointment of the municipal manager in 2018. And however, also I must indicate the mayor also, in 2016, there was the other mayor who was totally new in the municipality without any understanding of local government. However, she then passed away. The mayor was appointed in August, on the 6th of August, 2018.
Please, can we, please.
On the 6th of August, 2018. Yes.
6th August, 2018.
Yes.
Okay.
On the issue of management structure, the post of infrastructure, section 56.
Let's hold that one. Let's not get into the nuanced details. Where's the administrator?
Okay. The administrator was Mr. Stephen Kau, who then, there was unrest in the municipality around October till December, and then he was withdrawn by COCTA.
Because not your administrator. COCTA, where is your administrator?
Yeah, no, thanks, Chair. When we arrive at this municipality, when I get the chance, I'm going to indicate that he has apologized. He's attending a school. He's at school.
Who's that?
He's the HOD of COCTA, Provincial COCTA.
Administrating this municipality?
That's correct.
The HOD?
Yes.
Is he full-time at head office and full-time at the municipality?
Yes. Yeah, Chair, it's all that I can't give, further details because I don't sit in meetings of EXCO.
Then why are you here? Why would you have been brought here? You came here to deliver an apology. Please don't, let's not venture down that line of obfuscation.
Okay.
It will not help us at all. Because if this HOD / administrator was not here and somehow was delegating responsibilities, they must delegate to somebody who is in the loop, in the know-how. So now when you want to qualify your limitations, then it defeats the whole purpose of why you're here. In my mind, I'm just still trying to process an HOD who is an administrator. Salga, is this precedented? Into the mic.
Absolutely not, Chairperson.
Okay.
Chair, just to contextualize the discussion, what had happened, the letter that we received basically in December that was addressed to the mayor indicated that the two were appointed on the interim basis. And by the two, I mean the DG of the province and the HOD for COCTA. It was an interim appointment till EXCO would pronounce itself at a later stage. But to date, we have
December
not...
21st.
December 2018, the letters duly signed by the former MEC for COCTA.
So you see what the issue is?
Okay.
Oh, he said the Director General of the province. Yes.
Yes. An interim administration.
No. Interim or what? Or ad hoc or eduzane or... No. No, but you see, this seems, okay, maybe I'll come to hand. All right. Speaker, I'll come to Honorable Honorable and Honorable Man. So, Speaker, you are still taking us through it, all right. Then what happened to Mr., I didn't get the name, the administrator who left, yeah. So let's interrupted your narration because I wanted.
Yes, Chair, it went that the letter that was sent to them, as the MM alluded, the letter was sent on the 21st of December to say that they withdrawn the administrator from our municipality.
Is
and then
the reasons why? The reasons why they gave in?
There was labor unrest in the municipality.
Is that Cocta said they are withdrawing?
Yes, there's a letter that
okay,
was wrote by
get
the letter.
Because of the protest.
The letter.
All right.
Can you read that?
Is the letter here?
Yeah,
oh,
letter.
Please
yes.
Read it into the record. Perfect.
The letter is fine, but if the speaker can complete her sentence to say there was a letter that was indicating the withdrawal.
Yes.
So what? What? Because if you are... you intervene, section 1391B, you bring an administrator. No, you withdraw the administrator,
yeah.
Leaving the intervention without an administrator. I don't want to get there. I just want, if we don't have the copy of the letter before us, so we can get to know what is that letter saying. If
they've got the letter. Who was it directed to?
The letter was addressed to the mayor.
Okay,
yes,
can you please read it into the record?
Office of the Mayor.
Please use your rally voice.
Oh,
I assume that
yes.
One way or the other you were in active
I was. Thank
yeah.
You very much. Councillor K. Esquan, P.O. Box 8, Tianazin 9410. Dear Honorable Mayor, temporary withdrawal of the administrator, Mr. Steve Gau. The above matter refers. This letter serves to inform you that, after consultation with the Premier, we have decided to temporarily withdraw the administrator, Mr. Gau, from your municipality until the Executive Council, EXCO in brackets, would have reviewed its intervention imposed on Masilonyan in terms of Section 1391B of the Constitution. Kindly take note, this measure is no way a lifting of the intervention itself, and the Masilonyana local municipality remains under administration, and therefore, for the period under review, the Director General, Mr. Kupung Radikonsan, and the HOD Cocta, Mr. Mokete Duma, will act as co-administrators on behalf of the Executive Council. Since the intervention has not been lifted, the municipality will be expected to consult with both messieurs, Radikonsan and Duma, on any executive decisions that are to be made and implemented in line with the terms of reference used when the Executive Council invoked Section 1391B in Masilonyan. Thanking you in anticipation for your cooperation, governance regards. Signed, MD Khwabane MPL, Member of the Executive Council, 21st December 2018. That is the letter, Chair.
All right, so colleagues, there you have it. I really thought we'd have a smooth sailing hearing this evening. I was raring to go. Okay, can I go to Honorable Somio, who is responsible for this municipality, then Honorable Mente, and then we'll go to Honorable Seth Beck, and then Honorable Hadebe with an H, Honorable Honewald, Honorable Tolashe, and then I will democratically suppress any other hand. All right, Honorable Somio, this is your baby.
Well, thank you very much, Chair. I think let's appreciate that we have this team here, but let's express our disappointment on the nature of the intervention. Which is currently taking place in the municipality, because it looks like there is some confusion. And that confusion is further caused by the letter that they have just read to us, that the municipality remains under intervention as quoted by the correspondence to the municipality. Which means, therefore, that the presence of mainly the officials here would have been better, indeed, if the acting so-called administrators were themselves present for this kind of a hearing. It's what I would want to establish from them.
is to whether the two persons that have been designated such functions have ever been in contact with the municipality, have ever been acting in that capacity in the municipality, and have they been somewhat signing off all those areas that are intended for administrative function, so that we can as well continue. They might answer that question, but the point still remains that if they are not here, if they have been designated as such, the executive authority, as things stand now, resides with the MEC of the province, as per resolution of cabinet, to intervene in that municipality. So the authority, both in the executive instance and partly in the political instance, in as far as COGTA function is concerned, resides with the MEC. So council has no sole responsibility over the function of the municipality. So all those who are here, they might be here because they have what interest that municipality must survive, that municipality must set the form. But in terms of authority, we would be found wanting in any instance that will seek to rectify whatever injustice or probing of the outcomes of the Auditor General in that municipality. Is there any comment, Mama Speaker, our municipal manager? The Chair has expressed our condolences to the mayor of the municipality. Feel very sorry about what has happened to him.
Thank you very much, Chair. In response to the question, let me indicate, Chair, that when these interim measures were introduced, one got a sense that there would be that presence, if I may, of the administrators. Fortunately, we had the presence of the HOD in one of our council meetings in February 2018. But that
one.
Is the only one council meeting. But that is the only meeting that he's ever attended.
But he is the administrator.
Yes. Okay. You see. But we've been exchanging communication, but as I'm saying, as ourselves also as an institution, look, you need to steer the ship in the right direction as an accounting office. And you really cannot rely on somebody who's forever absent. You see. So we just had to push on our own so that we get the institution running. You see. So that's how things have been happening.
Your administration is on autopilot.
Yes.
I hear what the MM is saying. Yes, indeed. I think let's appreciate that. The arm on the legal side. You are sailing closer to the wind. This is saying in legal terms. You see, which begins to indicate that it might be at some stage that the decisions that you take in terms of final authority, those who are there, in terms of the intervention, the MM is not an accounting officer. You know? The executive member of the province has assumed that responsibility delegated to the administrator whom he has appointed. And then all other things are vested in that authority. You see, so our assumption, even if we'd want to assume
here in sympathy with your presence here to want to venture into areas that we think they need remedy. In essence, ourselves would be in depth interacting with wrong people. But primarily, we must interact with those that have authority over the municipality. And through what you have said, Chair, as well, ours is to ensure that whatever action is a legal action. It's got legal grounding. And therefore, from this side of the chair, we can't be encouraging such occurrence and close our eyes on such occurrence. Pity that the MEC was here in the morning, and unfortunately that he had to find himself off for this session. It would have been better if he would have been somewhat here, so that he could enlighten us on this. So the situation is similar to the situation of this other municipality that was before you. You can answer the questions, you can do it. Unfortunately, your locustandi is questionable so far. So let's not glorify that. While would pity you, because it looks like your interest is to ensure that the municipality continue, you see, functioning. Your own hand now is deep in the end of unjustifiable action. So I really that's what I could sum up, Chair, through that affirmation by the MEC through his own hand by the presence of the letter, which I think should be copied to, well, should be preferred to the chair of the committee. In the sort, whatever we do from now on, at least we have some kind of a documentation around such areas. I have prepared questions which I was going to ask. I can't ask them those questions.
I wouldn't allow you.
Yeah. You see, thank you very much.
No, you see, that I think your summary captures the position succinctly, right? Are the hands, Honorable Mantua, to hand up? Are you all fine? All right, Honorable Groenewald.
Thank you, Chair.
The hand still, they will still take them, but we'll drive to conclusion and I will make a suggestion to colleagues.
Chair, in terms of the appointment of the administrators and the process that has been followed, it's mostly a comment and a question, but for SALGA National and COCTA National to just look into it. In law, as soon as one thing has been done wrong, you can't correct it with a right just afterwards. So if the instance when it is wrong and you guys saw that the HOD was appointed as administrator, so then there's a few legal questions that came up. One, in terms of his employment contract with the department, how did he manage to do both? And secondly, if that's the case that he has been appointed as administrator, was the process followed correctly, because or else in everything afterwards would be irregular. And that's a bigger problem than just in not being here or not interacting. Then it becomes a quite a great legal government kind of issue.
Okay, can we deal with these substantive questions when they are here? Let's establish the principle of the way forward, but let's, because the issue raises fundamentally what is at the heart of our shock, for the lack of a better term at this point in time, at what I can only call reckless governance. Honorable Tolash.
Hey, yes indeed. It is a reckless governance. The unfortunate thing, it is done by the people who are supposed to play an oversight role to that municipality. Unfortunately, I wish to to concur with Honorable Somyo, but also I want to go back to National Co-opter Chair, and make them to see the kind of challenges that we are all in, and their work has been cut nicely for these two municipalities in particular. I'm saying so to them because I recognize, without talking to, about the MEC in his absence, he's going to come, I'm going to tell him in his face, that the provincial co-opter is not assisting. In fact, they are the spoilers, insofar as I'm concerned. They are the spoilers. I pray very hard that no one takes all this to court, because this is all but zero. The intervention is zero. It is zero. There's no other explanation that you can come up with. It is zero. So the municipality is being held on ransom for reasons that we don't know. And the situation, people don't get the essential services that they're supposed to get. But the money has been spent. That's the what worries me most, Chairperson. But let me just drop it there to say, National Co-opter, please, I think you are the last line of with the situation. I'm not sure. I hope this is not going to be the trend with 58 municipalities. I'm praying very hard, but already we have got two of them with the same scenarios. Thanks, Chair. Bye.
All right, Honorable Hatta, with an H, we will bring it to conclusion. I've still noted you, sir.
Yeah. No, Chair, I'd like in the next meeting that the municipality assist us with the records of letters that were sent to the administrator requesting intervention and his or her visibility within the municipality and the response thereof. Because
okay.
I always make this point here that if I had a girlfriend and we have an appointment that we're going to meet at Waterfront at 12, when I get there and she's not there, I make means to find out ukuphi. I don't see it without knowing where is my girlfriend. And then after 5 hours, I go home and then I complain. That you are not there. Yes. But I did not... The immediate reaction is for you to find out where are you. So that you know that you don't wait in vain. Hence, I request that there has to be, there's also a responsibility or an expectation from the municipality point of view, because that letter you read, it's clear that there are no executive decisions that can be taken without consulting the administrator. So, meaning your work was solely dependent on the administrator. So I would like to get to request that. Yeah.
Sir, are you fine?
Well, thanks, Chair. Chair, I had wanted to establish the process flow.
Honorable Hatev.
The process flow of this particular intervention. It would be better that when they come back, do tell us to say where the terms of reference that they must bring apparently presented to council for adoption. And the other one, Chair, I think the main speaker indicated that this was not the first intervention. Perhaps they must tell us and give us a preface to say the earlier on intervention, how long was it? Is it correct that intervention consolidated from the previous tenure of office up to now
is 29 months?
Well, I think The first intervention cited was pre-2011, 2010, so it was pre those elections. The intervention we are dealing with now was post-2016 elections. So there were two elections in between each one. So we can, of course, get Cocta to speak about that. I want to bring this to conclusion now. Colleagues, you see, there's a peculiar reality here, because now on Tuesday we are calling the HOD, who is also now the administrator of now the provincial DG is also cited as an administrator. So you see, here's the dilemma now. The DG of the province is housed in the Premier's office. You see. So that poses a particular issue, because it means this municipality, in one way or the other, has become a Premier's office priority. And so we would then need to determine on Tuesday the extent and the involvement of the Premier and the Premier's office in this matter, if the DG is as cited in that letter. So we will proceed with this municipality on Tuesday. There are HR issues here. Salary. Where are these administrators being paid? If they are, just, you know, questions top of our head. Who is responsible? If you're an administrator, if you're 17 every day, yeah, in that I'm speaking about an administrator's award. Today, an apology is submitted. May I actually just ask, Provincial Cocta, the only apology you have is of one administrator, right? Of the ones who remain in terms of the correspondence sent.
That's correct, Chair.
So you see, this phenomenon of two administrators, I do not understand it. You see, colleagues, we will work out the modus operandi, and I think we've got our work cut out tomorrow. So we will be in communication with the Premier, in the Premier's office, on this particular matter as well, so that we can get the necessary clarity. Because in any case, an intervention is a PEC decision, and then the MEC implements. So we need to then understand that. So we will work that out and lay out a roadmap in that regard. I will interact with our colleagues in the NCOP, the Senate Committee, because some interventions are mine, are handled that side. But it must be understood that this arises out of a process which was triggered by audit outcomes which were not satisfactory and acceptable. And so there is no interference. This is as a result of that, because we want to deal with root cause. So fundamentally, Honorable Hadebe, you and your meeting, I'm going to separate you now with Honorable Dolasha. I'm going to put Honorable Listen between the two of you. Right. Colleagues, I think we must accept that there is a breakdown in due process here. There is recklessness in governance, which borders, as far as I'm concerned, on incompetence on one hand, and just on the other hand, an I don't care attitude. That's what it is. And I think Mama Khao put it very well for us, that service delivery is at local government level, that's where the tire hits the tar. And you know what is strange? These headaches are arising out of the small municipality. You policy that where we should ordinarily not be having them. So, colleagues, thank you very much. Madam Speaker, and your team, we thank you very much. We shall see you on Tuesday, and the venue will be communicated in correspondence tomorrow, but the meeting stands that it is Tuesday, and we hope that we'll be able to get answers so that we can finish our probe, and hand over to the relevant parliamentary committees to continue, and then we will continue with, because the issue of your audit outcomes remains on the table. It does not take it off the table. It remains firmly on the table. You must still explain to us why you have been acting CFO for such a long time. See? And so those are still issues. Your fruitless, irregular, and wasteful expenditure matters in law. So, colleagues, I must thank you profusely for your stamina for the past 2 days. The marathon that we have had, I think we have covered a lot of ground, but we've only just scratched the surface. So the meeting is adjourned and will convene on Tuesday, 8:30.